advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
Funny we talk about Sofa King Retarded. I felt retarded on Tuesday's episode. Just can't finishing a sentence.
I'm glad it went away.
Yes. Yeah.
It's still here. Just checking. I'd hate for it to go away and everybody be sad about it.
Yeah. I can't finish it.
I was going to say, somebody actually mentioned, I forget who, they should say, man.
And take two.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sofa King Podcast. Today we're talking about how retarded Brad is. No, they said we should list our whiskey wall, like what whiskeys we have on the
website
currently.
Oh, that's a good thing.
I think it was ectoplasm.
I don't know.
You just turned into like an anime character.
I made a note of it, so I'm going to let the
That's actually, yeah, a good idea. So,
and we need a link straight to the El Yucateco gear store. Yeah. Like, so that if anyone asks, where do you get it? Yeah. Just right here. You can buy shirts, you can buy shoes, you can buy hot sauce.
Yeah.
Yep,
so we had some hot sauce experimentation happen on Instagram from Kyle Fisher, who posted a picture of him with Sweet Baby Ray barbecue sauce that he was mixing with El Yucateco. But the funny thing is, in the shout out in the little description under it, he said he wanted to thank at Sofa King Podcast, at Sofa King Brent, and at Sofa King David. As if we're the ones who gave him the idea to mix that with the barbecue sauce. But in fact,
Sofa King Brad, bitch, is the one who did it.
And he used the green when Brad used the black.
So. You can use whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm sure the green was good too.
It probably was good.
I put the green on Taco Bell yesterday since I ate Taco Bell. I'll admit to that. But
bad week of food eating.
It made it good though. I put the green on soft taco.
You know it's good hot sauce if it salvages Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I like Taco Bell if you get the traditional items. Every time I ever get some like off the menu special item though.
Like a quesarito.
Tastes like dog food, dude.
Fucking piece
it's
of
gross.
Shit.
Gross. Like literally I got a double beef burrito, which was like the diameter of a taquito. I don't know what was double beef about it. And it tasted slightly vomity. Like, I've never put down a Taco Bell item, and I legit set it down. Like, I was like,
El Yucateco can't save this piece of shit.
I just set it down.
Sounds like a cheesy come on line or pickup line. You know, hey, baby, you want the double meat burrito? Yeah.
Their names are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So.
Oh. Yeah, that is horrible. Oh, anyway, are we drinking?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
So we're drinking the 12 right roses. Oh, is it? What is it?
Four roses.
Four roses three from of the 12 us, family. So. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me, but anyway.
From the who?
The Toll family, Josh Toll and Kim Toll. That's spicy.
It is spicy.
Ooh.
Oof.
It's my third go. So
it's like sweet.
It's a lot smoother
it's like
on the
sweet
third.
At first, and then there's like this spicy front of
yeah,
your
that
tongue,
hit the,
like
hit the back
wow.
of me. Yeah.
Wow. My first drink on the other episode was a little rough, to be honest, because I had that. But when you drink three of them, it gets smoother
gets
as you
smoother.
Go. Yeah.
No, it's
It's a bourbon.
I'm not a huge bourbon fan, but I like that better than most bourbons. Most bourbons are just kind of sweet and boring, but that one's got some.
It definitely has a different taste from the other Four Roses.
Absolutely.
The small batch.
The small batch is not spicy. That one tastes
Did someone sneak
down and put El Yucateco in our whiskey bottle?
Yeah, that it's was spicy. It's still burning.
I drank them both just now, so you know, because I had the Please Read from Sheets was the small batch, and the official Cheers was the whiskey gift.
The whole Four Roses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. It will be on the whiskey wall. It is a good bourbon. And I'm not a big bourbon fan, but that's,
it's crazy.
That's interesting. That's good. I like it.
It's like, what I like about whiskey is that it gets you drunk.
Yes. First and foremost, let's not bullshit.
No, this isn't a conspiracy theory.
A,
whiskey
gets
you drunk.
Yes.
B, it gets you drunk or.
Yes.
And, there's so many different flavors of whiskey.
Yeah.
Like it is really, you can, depending on what you buy, it could really, you know, if you've never had whiskey before, you could buy a whiskey and be like, nope, I don't like whiskey.
And then drink another one.
And then drink another one and be like, wow, this is really good. Like there's stuff from overseas.
It's like
there's bourbon,
vodka,
Canada.
If you get vodka, it either sucks or it doesn't. Like those are the two flavors
and
vodka.
And vodka tastes like vodka. Like there's a good vodka and a shitty vodka.
Right, that's it. A real shitty vodka.
Yeah,
I think there's a third category.
Vodka for me has, you have a sweet, you have a Grey Goose, you have a sweet vodka. So it has a kind of a sweet aftertone. And then you have a sharp one, which would be like Belvedere. Or Kettle One.
Okay.
You know, like there's a sharper vodka, but it's not as sweet. So those are the two. Like that's kind of it.
Right.
And then it tastes like alcohol, like rubbing alcohol.
Right.
Like you always get that flavor.
Yeah.
You can't take that flavor away from vodka.
But not with whiskey.
Whiskey's
legit.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different, you know, there's a spicy, there's a sweet, they have like apple-y aftertones and wood aftertones and the smoky.
Wood.
Yeah.
Vodka's like medicine.
Yeah. So I wasn't super big into whiskey when we started this podcast, but now it's like there's so many more to try.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like I really want to.
I noticed a new thing about my compulsion. I had to do it with my left hand. I didn't realize that was a thing.
You had to masturbate with your left hand?
Oh, I do that
all
the time.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I can't masturbate with my right anymore. Like, it's like it just doesn't work.
I use both. I switch it sometimes at the same time.
Simultaneously.
Yeah. My right one's name is Ted and the other one's name is Bill.
I wasn't going to tell that part.
So you have
so
an
much
excellent
for keeping
adventure.
It secret.
Yeah, we have an excellent adventure together.
So,
I didn't even
pick up by the way, speaking of time travel, today's topic is Abe Lincoln.
Yes.
Speaking of that, kind of. The Bill and Ted did time. Wasn't he on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was on Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Exactly.
And we're not talking about the Lincoln that everybody knows. You know, growing up, you're taught that, you know, Abe Lincoln freed the slaves and Abe Lincoln, you know, was the savior.
Chopped down the apple tree.
Yeah, yeah. Chopped down the apple tree. And he was just a modest, you know, guy that came from a small farm. And what's wrong? You all right? You okay over there?
Good. Yeah.
What's wrong?
I'm a little bit of pain. I'm okay. I'll make it through another hour.
Drink some more whiskey.
I can take
you home. So Abraham Lincoln, you know, what's taught in the history books, it's not exactly how it went down. So we're going to go over.
Yeah, we wanted to dig into him and not just, you know, throw out the normal stuff that everybody heard. We wanted to look at some other sides of Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
We actually got a surprising response on Facebook. A lot of people chimed in on Facebook, and I want to start by reading some of what they said. Victoria Barton said, Edwin Booth's brother, John Wilkes Booth, saved Abraham Lincoln's son, Robert, from serious injury or even death. The incident occurred on a train platform in Jersey City,
yes.
New Jersey.
That's true.
And she also said, which I didn't know any of this stuff, on April 14th, 1865, John Wilkes Booth obviously shot President Lincoln, mm-hmm. which we all know. Less commonly known, that happened that night to other members of administration. Secretary of State William Seward was stabbed repeatedly by Lewis Powell,
yep.
who found his way into his bedroom at the Kirkwood Hotel. And George Adzerott was overpowered by fear before he could make his planned attack on Vice President Andrew Jackson.
Yep. Yeah, there was,
so apparently
there was
that
three
night,
plans.
All
yeah.
three of them were supposed to be taken out,
And
Lincoln.
And just to start this off, Lincoln was shot too late. He should have been shot much earlier. That's just my opinion. So That's how this is going down.
Yeah, you're not a Lincoln lover.
No. Well, and this is new. So I want to thank our guest for coming in today.
Oh yeah,
he didn't come in.
That's right.
Thanks, James. So my buddy James, who brags about having an IQ higher than Stephen Hawking, which Stephen Hawking is just an astrophysicist. James is an engineer, really smart guy. Funny. Was supposed to come on. His grandmother's ill, so we'll forgive him this time. But he got me on to. We were sitting and talking at a little get together, and he talked about what a piece of shit Abraham Lincoln was, and I was like, "What? Like, what's this?" Like, so he tells
what
me all
madness
this.
Is this?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's my hero.
Yeah. So I mean, the only thing I know is what I've heard, and what I've read in history books and what I got taught in school. I've never really looked into Abraham Lincoln history and the abouts. And
I'm a huge fan of his logs.
Yeah.
He's got great logs.
Yeah. So I after digging in and after listening to him, I really have a changed opinion
of
Abraham
heart.
Lincoln. Yeah. And
I actually didn't look up any bad stuff.
Well, that's good. That's fine. There's plenty of bad stuff to go around.
I'm pretty neutral in the middle. We had a guy named Jason, I'm going to mess up his last name.
That's
Kupsick.
Okay.
Jason Kupsick said he had a premonition of his own death, which I looked into a little bit. And supposedly he did have a dream a few days before his death of a funeral at the White House. And in the dream, he asked a soldier who was there who was dead. And the soldier said,
Abraham Lincoln.
Said the president, he was killed by an assassin.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that seemed kind of creepy to me. But then when I was reading details about Lincoln, the year of his death at the White House, he had received 800 death letters.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the fact that he was dreaming about being assassinated is not a surprise.
Yeah. And on the inaugural train ride. Yeah, yeah. On the inaugural train ride, he got word that he was going to be assassinated before he could even swear into office.
Right.
So, I mean, it's been a continuous thing of him being assassinated.
Yeah. So when you're getting 3 death threats a day, you might have a dream about being assassinated.
Yeah. Sounds legit.
Gabe Lanis mentioned the fact that Lincoln and his wife had regular seances at the White House in an effort to contact their dead son. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. I've got more to say on that. Terry McGee fucking lost his marbles about Abraham Lincoln and posted 8 legit things, but just posted so much Lincoln information.
He just crashed Facebook for the day.
One thing he talked about in depth was a lot of the fact that Lincoln was depressed.
Yep.
He had clinical depression, and they would reportedly call it Lincoln's melancholy. They said that he showed signs of all 3 stages of depression, fear, engagement, and transcendence. He often wept in public and recited maudlin poetry. And he told jokes and stories at odd times. He needed the laughs, he said, for his survival. As a young man, he talked more than once of suicide. And as he grew older, he said he saw the world as hard and grim, full of misery, made that way by fate and the forces of God.
Yeah.
So he was apparently depressed, and you can hardly blame him. And then 3 other people who posted on there really didn't have shit to say about Abraham Lincoln, but I think they were worth quoting. Steve Topping said, "What really sucks about your show is that all my other podcasts feel boring now." so that's
got him.
Monchi Torres said, "Can't wait to hear this episode, guys." So Monchi, you're no longer waiting.
Monchi
Torres.
Spell that.
Monchie.
Nice.
Monchi, can't wait to hear this episode.
I think he's saying that wrong for sure.
I don't know. Monche? Something crazy.
Monkey?
He's French?
Monkey?
Monche. Monche.
Monche Tore.
There you go.
Said, can't wait to hear this episode, guys. Oui, oui.
Your French impression's way better than your nerdy white guy. Thank just you. So you know.
Yeah. And yeah, Daryl. What's his name? Is it Tyrone's cousin, Daryl?
Hey, guys. What's up, guys?
No, actually, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Tamara Zanetti said, mission accomplished today, pajamas, chocolate, and Sofa King podcast episodes.
That one hit home with me. I was like, damn, that's kind of cool. That person's got a day off, and they're going to sit around in their pajamas, eat chocolate, and listen to us say bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's kind of cool. That one actually.
I still can't figure out how people listen to us.
They download it. You go to the website, www.com.
I know that.
Oh.
Anyway.
And then Casey Horak, last one, said something about a duel
with
Abraham Lincoln. And we
like
I'll talk about that lady.
Sounds like something Ed
Gein about that lady.
Swords.
I'll talk about that later as well. So thank you guys for participating. A lot of there were others who I didn't get to, but a lot of good feedback for people talking about Abe Lincoln. So people are obviously.
Going on Facebook. I didn't even know those were on there.
Yeah, those
are.
I saw some of those. I did not see Monchet.
Yeah.
Should we do like a French episode and just butcher French accents? Abraham Lincoln. The conspiracy is that he was gay. Did you see where he touched the little boy's shoulder?
That was a really bad French accent. Yeah.
I thought mine was bad. Anyway, so one of the conspiracy theories against Abraham Lincoln, I honestly think this is just a conspiracy, was that he was gay.
He was on the first episode of To Catch a Predator way back when.
Yeah.
And they're all, just keep really still for like five minutes with your hand on that kid's shoulder.
Yeah, and
let me get this picture.
And Brent's making fun of it, but there is a legitimate conspiracy theory out there that Lincoln was gay. Whenever he would hug small boys, he would actually touch their shoulder in a weird way that people found it weird. So I don't know. Like
that
that's something
back
that's
when
out there.
They had to cover table legs because they were too sexy.
Yeah,
though.
I don't think that there's any like legitimate proof to that, but it's out there.
And it could be the fact that like three of his fucking sons died.
Yeah.
Like maybe he was like.
What, did he fuck him to death?
No.
What's that have to do with it?
Like he hugs a kid and like is depressed and is like.
Why does he French kiss him then?
I don't think he French kissed him.
Well, I don't know.
The French kiss. Mon cher.
I won't do my horrible impression.
See, you're always safe doing that. Like if that's where that's.
So, yeah. So that's out there. Abraham Lincoln, the Abe we know, chopped down the cherry tree, which didn't really happen, was a simple lawyer from a simple upbringing on a farm, which isn't really the case.
And I'm sure if those of you who are avid historians are probably going to fill in a lot of gaps and think that we're missing stuff. But
do we really have avid historian listeners?
We probably do.
They're listening to us to fill in their history.
No. Like they're not listening to us to fill in their history.
There are people that are like super geeks about everything. Like
there are people,
airplanes. Remember
there are
the
people who I mean, yeah, there are people who know a ton of shit about Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. And
well, we
they happen
that,
to be listening.
Yeah,
to
we
this
set
shit.
That airplane guy straight though. Just like we set these other. Yeah. The granite airplanes. Like we already know. Yeah, we know everything. So don't challenge us. Okay.
So some of this stuff, because I looked into it and I was just trying to find out information about Abraham Lincoln that just stepped off of the typical path of what you know about Abraham Lincoln.
Yep.
Be it good, be it bad. I wanted to find information.
Yep.
And one thing that honestly, I'm not a fucking historian, and I guess I've never made the distinction in my mind between the Emancipation Proclamation and the 13th Amendment.
I didn't realize
they're all kind of weaved in as one entity in my brain, but they're radically different, right? So the first off, like one thing that I learned was that even though Lincoln, at different points, again, a lot of this depended on the historian I was reading. Some people said he thought one thing. Some people said he thought another thing. But I read a lot of people that said that he didn't even think slavery was morally wrong. But I read some that said he did think slavery was morally wrong. But he was not an abolitionist. In other words, he wasn't an active crusader to end slavery and free the slaves for the sake of freeing slaves.
So with the slavery deal, I mean, that goes into the Civil War. And a lot of people think the Civil War is fought over slavery, which is the absolute furthest thing from the truth. Lincoln was quoted as saying that, and this is jumping ahead of ourselves, but Lincoln was quoted as saying, if freeing the slaves will keep the South in the Union, then I will do that. If not freeing the slaves will keep the South in the Union, then I will do that. If freeing some and leaving others alone will keep the South in the Union, I will do that. So his interest was
keeping America united.
Well, keeping the South from seceding.
Right.
The history was twisted and turned to being the Emancipation Proclamation, and this didn't free the slaves. The only thing the Emancipation Proclamation did was freed the slaves in the South.
Right. No, that's exactly right. Which I did not know.
And during wartime.
And during the wartime. Yeah. And the reason behind that was a strategy, mm-hmm. a war strategy, to where if the South didn't have workers in their farm and making things for them, they wouldn't be able to survive.
And if it wasn't a war strategy, Lincoln couldn't have done it because yes. it was an executive order.
Yes.
Because he is the commander in chief.
He went
and this
around
was a war strategy.
Yes. He went around Congress and
he didn't
and
have to get
yes.
a vote. He didn't have to do anything. He signed an executive order, which was within his legal rights to do a war maneuver.
Yes.
And the war thing was basically it didn't outlaw slavery. It didn't make black people citizens. It freed slaves in the South, which obviously in the South, no one gave a yes. shit about this law.
And they were able to come to the North and join the army.
But they didn't have to join the army.
They didn't have to, but they were able to. But he figured that if he would release the slaves in the South, they would come North to a safe haven kind of and join the army, which he needed 300,000 men. So,
but then meanwhile, the big fuck you was that in states that hadn't seceded, Delaware, Maryland, Missouri had slaves still.
Yeah.
And the Emancipation Proclamation did not free any of those slaves.
I didn't realize
no.
that.
Yeah. So yeah. Northern slaves were not freed by the yes. Emancipation Proclamation.
So this is that how'd twist you, of history.
How'd you tell them apart when they showed up? They're like, I'm free. And then they stepped into
we're
the
from
North.
The South.
Now they're not free.
They had different accents.
Right. Yeah.
They had different
That's what
accents.
I'm saying. How is a safe haven? Once you cross the border and now you're in the North.
Yeah.
Slaves aren't free.
Well, I'm sure they had border.
Well, I suppose if you were a slave in Delaware and you broke out and went to another state and said you were from Kentucky, they'd be yeah. like, cool, you're
who
free.
Who is your master? Like, who is your master? You know, yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, we can, that's all, you know, happens during the Civil War. And I want to get into how the Civil War started, but I want to start first at how Lincoln came up. Okay. Lincoln was portrayed as this farmer who, you know, who read and became a lawyer and then who became a, you know, ran for Senate.
A toy tycoon. He started yeah, Mattel, he did. Log, his log fortune.
Lincoln Logs. Yes. I mean, that was the beginning of, I mean, an empire, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, this is like the Donald Trump of the 1860s.
And he was also an environmentalist because all the places where he cut down trees to make the Lincoln Logs,
he planted
he actually created a giant park.
Oh, I didn't
Lincoln
know that.
Park.
The original yeah. logs were made. Yeah, of, yeah and the original yeah. logs were made of cherry trees. Yeah, that's the first right. one yeah. he chopped down.
Makes sense. Makes
He's
sense.
Also big in social.
And he
networking.
Needed to get places through like mountains, so he created the Lincoln Tunnel.
His
right.
Yeah.
LinkedIn is actually derived
LinkedIn.
From yeah. Like when you get invited.
Oh, LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
Yeah, he had
oh.
an
yeah.
early.
That's was, actually derived from.
So he knew about yeah. the internet before the.
Well,
internet.
He had a network of tin cans and strings that spread from Delaware to Maine. And he called it the LinkedIn network.
Yeah. 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 And they just changed it.
It was the above ground.
It became the.
So now that we've made you not trust anything else yeah. we say for the rest of the episode, let's start talking about some other shit.
So where he got his premise from, where Lincoln was Honest Abe, was from the political party handlers who basically said, you know, his upbringing was too shallow to be a Republican Party, you know, nominee for anything really. So he had split a log or two before, you know, he was a lawyer. From what I read, wasn't very impressive, kind of joked around, didn't really care about law at all. He was a smart man. He was very smart and he was very manipulative. He had the ability to bend men without using, you know, but just talking to
right.
them.
Charmer.
Yeah. Right. He was kind of a, yeah, he would just be able to outsmart them basically.
Right. I mean, if you look at like any like dictionary of quotations, he's always like one of the main people in there because he yeah. was just fucking ripping zingers off like quotable, yeah. like really good turns of phrase. Like he was a very famous orator and he was really good at manipulating people. I mean, that's definitely part of his package.
Yeah. So basically, I mean, they called it a package. I watched a Nat Geo documentary, which was kind of a neutral source because I didn't want to just go into like, yes, he's a horrible person. That's not necessarily the case that he was the biggest piece of shit that ever walked the earth.
Right.
Some of the things he did while in office and getting to office were fucked. Like, I mean, he literally lied and like I said, the Abe Lincoln that we know as the liberator, as the, you know, the freer of the slaves, you know, the guy who won, you know, the South and created the United States to be whole again is bullshit. It's not the truth.
Wait, I'm having a hard time believing that a politician lied to get to office.
He wasn't a politician, though. He was a lawyer. Oh, wait. So basically the Republican handlers made him look like the down-to-earth, simple worker.
They even talked him into growing his beard.
That happened a little bit later. There were some different discussions about his beard. One of them was that a young woman actually wrote him and told him to grow out his whiskers because that would make the average guy and woman vote for him because they liked whiskers. So there's kind of like a couple of different things that the Republicans told him to do it because
I have a very important question.
Yes.
Did the woman refer to them as whiskers?
Yes.
Okay. Because if you were calling them whiskers, I was going to be a little bit.
Okay. So I say that because that's what she said.
Okay. That's what
letter.
I was hoping.
So,
because if you just refer to beards as whiskers, I was going to get a little bit creeped out.
Yeah. So no, she called them whiskers.
Nice whiskers, bro.
Yeah. Nice. Brent has like pubic hairs.
Mine are whiskers.
Brent does have whiskers.
Yeah, they are wiry. Yeah,
Abe Lincoln didn't have whiskers.
It looks like whiskers. A busted ass fucking wire brush.
Mine are like that because if I try to like crawl through like a small spot in a fence, if I feel my whiskers bend back,
you can't fit.
I know I can't fit.
Yeah. You have whiskers on your shoulders.
If I tried to grow a beard, it would be like that episode of Beavis and Butthead where they had to like shave their heads and glue. Hair to their face and walked in.
What is it with Beavis and Butthead?
Like, I thought about
it. Damn, we're smooth.
Abraham Lincoln.
I thought on the, because you said he says Nicaragua or whatever every time. Mm-hmm. And I thought maybe that was like a ploy to let us know that he was really on coke because his behavior would have been.
MTV would have shot it down.
That's what's wrong with Beavis. He's just on coke all the time. That's why he says Nicaragua.
That would explain a lot.
Yeah. So he was told. There's different stories, like, and obviously this is, you know, a long time ago, and you know, history, people are still finding out things, history has kind of changed, and history is a living thing, because as you research things, as you find things out, it does change, you know, like they have better ways of finding things, and so it changes history in small things and sometimes big, you know, big areas. So I'm really intrigued by this because Abraham Lincoln to me was what was taught in school.
Right.
You know,
most of like historical, like United States history that's taught in school is not.
It's not accurate. It's not accurate. Some stuff is not. Yeah, stuff's true.
They pick little stories like cherry trees and pilgrims.
Yeah, they make it all great because we don't want to harm the minds of our children, right. And we want to create people who follow and you know who want the liberty and justice for all, you know, outcome.
And a couple of the things that I saw is I had read a quote from the 4th Lincoln Douglas debate. Where he was talking about slavery, because again, the big idea is that he wanted the slaves freed, and that turns out to not necessarily be the case.
No.
It's the
furthest from the truth.
And I've read a lot of people that said to like once the Civil War was going and he had gotten a chance to meet more people that had defected and so on, that his attitude was changing.
Sure.
But early on, he said in this debate, fucking quote, "I will say then that I am not, nor have ever been, in favor of bringing about in any way the social and political equality of the white and black races."
Yeah.
I mean, you can't fucking get more.
And it goes on to say that that he wants to keep the white. There always has to be something to separate whites and blacks.
Right.
And that there has to be a way to maintain the supremacy of the whites.
And he says they shouldn't be able to marry whites. They shouldn't be able to be jurors. They shouldn't be able to vote. But he said they should be able to raise their lot in life since they are Americans, which is the one way where he said, I do want them to be not slaves because they should be able to raise their lot in life, but they just shouldn't get as good as a white person.
Yeah.
Like it's
there has to be a separation.
I think he kind of viewed it as like a citizenship thing on that quote. You know what I mean? Like it's not about black or white. Maybe it was more about like not
American.
Well,
this is the thing you have to realize is that he wasn't necessarily, like we said, for or against it.
Right.
He wanted to do whatever was going to keep the Union together.
Right.
So, and like I said, if it meant giving them a little bit of freedom, but keeping whites supreme,
right,
then that's what it was going to be. He didn't care.
But again, I know from everything that I read, his views did soften and change, because towards the end, during the Civil War, he was in a speech, he said, if slavery is not wrong, nothing is wrong. He even changed his views on not being able to vote.
Well, this
and
is,
he said that
he is
like,
a wordsmith. Yeah,
he said that soldiers who served, like black soldiers who served, should be able to get citizenship.
Well, yeah.
Should be able
okay,
to
so,
vote.
So this is the thing with that, though, is that he's going to tell them whatever he thinks they want to hear to be able to fight harder for the union.
Well, but we then have to apply that level of skepticism to whatever the circumstances were in the quote where he said that he didn't care whether slaves were freed or not.
No,
or
I did.
It's, you know what I mean? Like at that point, don't know if I trust that statement either. It depends on who the audience was.
Exactly.
Was
this,
he just
this is,
pandering
this is
to
the
an
thing.
Audience?
Yeah, this is the thing. He was able to pander to whoever he was talking to because, you know, newspapers and stuff were translated through Morse code. You know what I mean? Like it was just the dawn of the newspaper age where information would go out and it would get printed, you know, right away. So he would take advantage of speaking to crowds. You know, they would actually freehand what he was saying.
And they wouldn't
send it back.
And the thing, and as I was reading this, I couldn't help but wonder if we did a similar look at other politicians from the same era.
Oh, it'd be rough.
How
like George
much
Washington.
Would we find?
Yeah.
You know, because the fact of the matter is, if Lincoln gets off a train and gives a speech in fucking Pittsville, wherever, and says all these shit to the fucking Pittsville people, and then gets on a train 2 days later, says some completely different shit, no one is going to know.
Yeah, I mean,
there wasn't a reporter on the train. So there was a reporter in Pittsville reporting this piece. There's a reporter in this other town. There is no overlap. Only historians who have this whole record of his shit can now look back and see contradictions.
Yeah.
So,
and one of the things is with him was that he was going to say whatever was necessary to win the vote of the people.
Right.
And that's where, you know, that's where things get dicey at. You know what I mean? Like that becomes lying. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like that's where it's at. And he was that person.
Right.
There was a book written about some of the world's greatest dictators. Lincoln is one of those dictators. He was a dictator. When he was elected into office, he basically smooshed over his cabinet. They were from different areas, from different beliefs and from different political parties. He smooshed them over and became, friends with some of them, like Seward. We talked about Seward a little bit, who was actually assassinated.
Seward means something different when I say it, man.
Is it?
And I don't think schmoozing and feeding someone to like hungry dogs is the same. I don't know. Like, I mean, I know you're saying dictator, but like in Korea, you
well,
feed
this
your
is,
uncle to
this
dogs.
This is the thing. There's different. There's different ways. Like, there's different ways to think about it. I mean, if you think about it as he's going to do whatever it takes to keep together the government,
right?
Because there was no income tax, right? At this time, there was no income tax.
No.
The Republican Party, who was not a national party at the time, was just they were basically trying to gain power, and one of their things was they wanted to tax the South. And actually tax everybody, you know what I mean? Right. Pretty much to build the Union, to build the North. So basically with his rule, he was going to make that happen. And as soon as he got elected president, states started seceding. One of the issues with that is that he went out saying that the states, by the Constitution says that if one state is going to secede, they all need to secede like at the same time, or else it's unlawful. That was a lie. He said that. The Constitution actually states that states could secede as they want, and it was lawful. So he basically created false premise before he was in office to start the Civil War, and basically a lot of people say he was a traitor. Because he did it on false terms. He actually started a war against our own country on false terms. And how he did it was in, what is it, Fort... Dang it, I thought I wrote it down. In North Carolina, they had a small harbor. And he basically took over the harbor. It was South Carolina's harbor, knowing that they would fire on him first. If they fired on him first, he would gain the North's backing because the Congress wasn't going to say, yeah, we're going to go to war against our own people because it was against the Constitution. So basically started a war on false terms, killing 630,000 Americans on both sides.
But he made up for it because he built project housing for the homeless slaves with giant versions of his Lincoln Log prototypes. Because that was his plan the whole time, was making the miniature Lincoln Logs that you could build houses and
cabins. I like how you have no facts, but you're bringing information.
I'm trading praises with Brad today because I think I did not study a lot.
I always have facts.
Yeah, Brad's bringing it today, and I'm making goofy comments about Lincoln Logs all day long over here.
So
I do think they should make giant Lincoln Logs, though. It just makes sense, right?
No.
They do. They build log cabins.
Yeah,
they do.
Not like Lincoln Logs. They don't work just like Lincoln Logs.
Yeah, you have to have a crane.
They don't have the interlocking little structure that
Lincoln
Logs
have. Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. Mm-mm,
I've seen it. It's not quite like that. Not in the middle. They don't have the little middle pieces. Like there's the threes, the fours, the twos. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did you guys not have Lincoln Logs?
No.
Yeah.
I had a bag of Lincoln Logs.
Yeah.
You had a bag that came in a cylindropic tube.
That's how boss I was. I had so many cylindropic tubes whenever you said that I had a whole fucking bag that just
said
logs.
And when I say I had Lincoln Logs.
It just said logs.
When I say I had Lincoln Logs, I mean I had popsicle sticks.
Yeah. The only logs I had were in a toilet.
Uh-huh. So I...
You could build shit with them.
Some of the stuff that I saw on Lincoln... I can't really comment on the Civil War stuff because I really haven't looked into it and I don't know enough at all.
There's definitely an enthusiast out there wearing like an outfit right now.
Who's like,
I'm listening to this episode.
Like, he didn't mention the cannons.
Yeah, someone's really upset right now, but I don't know about much of that. I mean, if he's like any other politician, then he manipulated facts in order to get shit going.
Well, he was declared like, I mean, by people now, he was declared, he was a mastermind and he was a master at manipulating people.
Right.
A politician.
But I mean, the opposite side of this is there's a book called Raiding the Presidents that was written by a guy named William J. Ridings and Stuart McIver. Mm-hmm. And they ran a poll with 719 professors, politicians, historians, attorneys, historical authors, et cetera, to rate the presidents. And they looked at categories from leadership qualities, accomplishment, crisis management, political skill, appointments, character, the things that they did throughout their presidency, the good and the bad, et cetera. And in every single category, he ranked in the top three.
Yeah.
And at the end of the book, he ranked as number one. And I think Roosevelt and Washington were the other two in the top three. So, I mean, the reason I raise that is I don't think they were glossing over the bad shit.
No.
I think they're looking at it from a perspective of if his goal was to keep America united and quote unquote save America.
That wasn't his goal though.
Then everything that he did was legitimate.
His goal was to raise the Republican Party and to keep what they wanted to happen. That's what was gonna. They were basically taking over the nation as a party. Because it wasn't a national party. So his goal.
I don't know if I buy that.
Everything
I read was then, that he was just obsessed about keeping it, about keeping the country
union,
united.
The union together.
Right.
He was obsessed about keeping the union together under his rule. And the reason that the states were seceding was because the Republican Party, who they didn't think was fit to run the country, was running the country. And it was a war over states' rights.
Right.
The states had the right to secede. He didn't want them to, so create a war. That was the only way to keep them together. You're not going to convince them.
I don't know. I don't know that the entire war was the Republican Party trying to take power.
Did you guys read
that's exactly what it was. Look at it now. You have Republicans and Democrats. Who are the Republicans and Democrats? The South and the North. They're switched now.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that's pretty much what it was. Yeah, I mean, you have there's irrefutable facts though that he was depressed and actually I was actually talking earlier about the depression and he took a pill. You ever heard of Black Mass?
No.
So when he was running for Senate, for his first political actual run, he challenged the other guy to a debate, which, you know, it's kind of like a duel. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't turn that down. You go state to state and you do a debate. In one of the debates, he kind of went crazy because something the guy said was a lie and he had an outburst and got all nuts. Well, that was a common occurrence. So Lincoln frequently got upset and had outbursts and had weird, awkward behavior, a lot of people thought it was because of his depression. Well, he took a pill called Black Mass, which had flowers and, you know, all the common old school, you know, medicine. And then had
poppies.
Yeah. And then had, and then had 9,000 times the amount of mercury you should have. He took it every day for decades.
Is that mercury poisoning?
Mercury poisoning. Yeah. So he was actually poisoning himself with this pill from mercury, which was common medicine back in the day, I guess. But there was no, from what I read, there was no way to actually cure or help depression back then. So they're thinking it was something
hand
else.
Hand jobs.
Yeah, nobody. Yeah, that does. It does help. Ham jobs.
So the, and again, I don't know.
No,
I
can't, nobody does. I'm just saying like that's one of the things that was there.
It doesn't feel to me from what I read that it was a party thing. It was, from what I read, it was more of a Lincoln obsession about keeping, about not letting the states separate.
I agree to a specific extent, because the party was the one that had the handlers who were telling him what to do. He would have to manipulate them in certain ways, but since his upbringing, exactly what you're talking about, it was how he looked. He couldn't look like a fool. He couldn't look like he was scared. He wanted to be, you know, visualized in this certain way.
Right.
He got obsessed with photography, and he went to a specific photographer because it would make him look a specific way. And he knew that if he could look, you know, this like this political figure, that this photographer was a specialist in, that it would actually buy the votes of people because they were kind of obsessed with photography at the time. It was very
new. The luxury
new.
Of selfies back then.
Right. No. Well, and most of the photography was done was it would show moles and wrinkles and like right. all this, make you look older basically because of the lighting. This specific photographer would actually move the camera back and get a better picture.
Right.
And those were the pictures that were actually put out by the Republican Party and actually gained him the Republican vote. It's pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that went on, and a lot of it because it's new, you know, at the time.
Here's some of the stuff that I found that doesn't necessarily have to do with the Civil War, that were things that Lincoln did that it's like, oh, that was kind of a dick move. In 1864, two newspapers got, I guess part of this is on the newspapers, they got fooled into printing messages that someone said were from Abraham Lincoln.
Oh,
so these two newspapers printed messages from the president that weren't true. So Lincoln had the papers shut down by the army and had the editors arrested for 3 months.
That's some dictator stuff.
Until they could clarify it.
Did you know that?
Yeah. So I did read that one.
Any document that wasn't signed Abraham or A. Lincoln is false. Like if it says Abe Lincoln, like he never signed
Abe. But every document that says Abe or A. Lincoln is true. It's a real document.
Abraham. Yeah, Abraham or A. Like
so we can make
Abe.
A real document right now.
Yeah.
So another dick move he did is there was a guy named Clement L. Vallandigham.
Vallandigham?
Who fucking knows? A Democrat from Ohio. And apparently, like to all accounts, he was a huge fucking loudmouth. And almost every politician hated him because all he did was get up and fucking talk shit about every single politician all the time.
That was his thing.
Yeah, it was his thing. And once the war got started and he would get up and talk shit about Lincoln all the time, apparently Lincoln had him arrested, tried by a military court because what he was saying was harming the war effort and deported him to the South.
Wow. Well, Lincoln also during the war, he imprisoned thousands of people who were Southern sympathetics in the North. He imprisoned them.
That does sound pretty dictator.
It gets rough, dude. Like in 1862, did you guys read about the Dakota, the Sioux Indians?
Lincoln sailed the ocean blue.
I read about some Navajos and some Mescalero Apaches.
Well, in North and South Dakota now, it's called the Dakota. They were, which was like free land basically that the Indians had. That was like their reservation. Lincoln basically was in charge of deciding the fate of 300 Indians, that had basically, committed war crimes.
Right.
And this is women and men, and basically ordered the slaughter of them. After debating, I read a few different accounts where he was not really wanting to do it, but the military, you know, his guys were like, no, we need to kill him. They killed a bunch of our men, you know, they attacked right. us at night and basically slaughtered a bunch of Indians.
And then another one, the Navajo and the Mescalero Apache, who lived in New Mexico on the territory that they were basically forced on by the government anyway. He ordered them to move to a new place called Bosque Redondo, which was 450 miles away. And he basically made them do a death march through the desert with few supplies.
That sucks.
And if anybody was a straggler and didn't keep up, the soldiers were told to fucking shoot them where they lay.
Wow.
And then when they got there, it was this squalid, diseased, horrible place. And once the survivors who managed to make it there, a third of them died by the time the rulings were overturned and they were allowed to go back home. But again,
and then took all the disease back home, like, and killed everybody else.
I'm not trying to give him a pass on this, but when I look at any presidency in this time, I wonder how many fucking atrocities they signed about Indians.
I agree. My issue with it is that in the history books, you know, he's this savior. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, what we're taught, what the American public thinks about Abraham Lincoln, he's got statues, you know, in Washington, D.C., and he's just so great, and he was one of the greatest presidents ever. Really, he you know, hand dealt atrocities to the world.
And one thing I read is that a platform that he ran on to become president supported the Fugitive Slave Act, which was the act that if anyone leaves a slave state, then they must, you know, you're held legally responsible if you help them go any further, and you must report them and send them back. And apparently, he signed with what was originally called the 13th Amendment, but got shot down, and it wasn't the 13th Amendment that got passed. And apparently the original 13th Amendment made it illegal for Congress to interfere with slavery in the South, which would virtually guarantee that it would last forever. That was the original 13th Amendment that didn't pass, but he ran on that 13th Amendment as part of his election platform that said, I'm never going to, but again, all things considered, if I have to have a president who fucking is wishy-washy and says one thing and then goes the other way, I'd rather have him say, I'm never going to free the slaves.
In his defense and in everybody's defense in that time, slavery was an accepted practice.
Yes.
It was, that's just how it was. So for anybody to say that they were going to free the slaves running as an
you're
election
never
platform,
get elected.
You're not getting elected. Never like it's not going to happen. Yeah. So, you know, one of those things is that's something, you know, who knows, you know, all I know is going from his speeches. And one of his quotes is saying that you won't ever don't mess with the Constitution. The Constitution is there to keep everything the way that it should be.
I don't think his quote was "Don't mess with the Constitution."
Well, I mean, I'm obviously butchering the quote, but this is what he said, though. He said, "You know, nobody should mess with the Constitution. Yeah. That it's there for a reason, and it's good reason." The thing that he did do was mess with the Constitution,
right?
Multiple times, he amended the Second and 13th Amendments. He changed them.
He
lied about it.
Amendment actually still leave it open for slavery as a punishment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it still way then?
I think they've amended it now. There's so many, the Constitution has been changed so much that it's basically, it's not nearly the same document.
And this next one that I saw really kind of made me appreciate the need to find reputable or neutral sources, because I read about this particular thing in an article in a context that made it kind of like, oh, I guess I can understand why he did that. But then I read it in another website that was, you know, why Abe Lincoln was a dick. And it was like it left out like all the pertinent parts of why he did this. But he suspended the writ of habeas corpus 2 months into his presidency. And from the way I understand I'm not a fucking lawyer, but the writ of habeas corpus once someone's arrested, habeas corpus is the process of determining whether or not they should still stay arrested. right? So that's kind of the in a nutshell. So you could arrest someone for some fucking wackadoo illegal shit and just detain them
without trial.
But a lawyer, you know, will step in and get to a judge and say, this, you should not be detaining this person, like the right to a trial, all that shit. That's
he suspended that.
He suspended it. He abolished it 2 months after taking office. He authorized infinite detaining of federal prisoners. and in April of 1861, Maryland was, and he did it because in April of 1861, Maryland was threatening to secede to join the Confederacy. And there was a serious concern that if that happened, Washington would be overrun by Southern troops because it's right across the fucking river. So that's why he did it. And again, the article, the Why Lincoln's a Dick article, didn't ever mention that, didn't mention anything. It just talked about the fact that he did this. But again, even according to the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 2, quote, the privilege or writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it.
Right.
That's fucking
the issue is, though,
and invasion.
There wasn't,
that's why
he created the rebellion. He created it. They lawfully seceded. If Maryland wanted to secede, they can lawfully do so. So his war was created out of his fascism, out of wanting to keep control, which by the Constitution wasn't supposed to be that way. That's where it gets shitty. Like there, that's why he's an asshole.
He had a legitimate concern that that the South might have had weapons of grass destruction.
You're an ass.
And it turns out it was entirely
true. I
knew
something stupid was coming.
It was entirely true because cannonballs will fuck your front yard up. So like,
the whole time you were talking, Dave, Brent was thinking about that.
Yeah, weapons of grass destruction.
Yeah. So the positive things that he did, and I'm sure there's some negatives you can pull out of the positives.
He killed a bunch of people.
Positive. His domestic policies included keeping the Homestead Act going that allowed poor people from the East to move west for free and be able to obtain lands and so forth, which was great for homesteaders in the East.
That's what he did for the Indians.
Not so great for the Indians.
Yeah.
He signed the Morrill Act, which was designed to aid in the establishment of agriculture and mechanical colleges in each state. So he helped to further, public education. Probably engineers and motors and shit like that. He signed legislation which made the National Banking Act happen, which again, but the thing is, it established a national currency and provided the creation of a network of national banks, which now they're all fucked and crooks and robbing us.
Good job, Lincoln.
But at the time, every state, even his own state in Illinois, they were plagued with banks that lost so much equity that they couldn't take their own paper money anymore. So people who had all this paper money, the money was now fucking worthless. The only thing that they could take was gold, but they already traded in all their gold for paper money and the banks were all failing. So he created this national banking system and a national currency in order to help stop this like pretty serious economic problem from happening all over the nation. He signed legislation that helped the Transcontinental Railroad, again, a black and white situation, because not a black and white situation, because creating the Transcontinental Railroad really changed the face of the nation and improved the country and its ability to move people and currency, et cetera, and fuck the Native Americans.
There's good and bads happening all over the place.
There were good things.
How many were really left at that point, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
There was a lot.
He had already killed most of them, so, you know.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln wasn't a vampire hunter. He was an Indian hunter.
That's right.
Just fucking destroying them, slaying them left and right.
And in the end, they all got casinos and stuff. I mean,
I'm sure it's all fair. It's all equal now.
And alcohol problems.
It's all leveled up now.
At the time, if the population of Indians was still, you know, relevant to in comparison, like how many ways would the casino money have to be split?
Jesus Christ, you're racist.
You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be split a bunch of ways. So it's a lot more fair, like, for the few to get the money.
Yeah, kill everybody so we get the money.
That's right.
Great.
Yeah.
Yep. So one
makes
other
sense.
Thing,
you make a good point.
This was a thing that
tell
I didn't
them that.
Even know
I
about was
clearly kidding.
The thing that Casey Horick, one of the listeners, mentioned, which is the fact that he was challenged to a duel with broad sabers.
Yeah, he's no.
With cavalry sabers.
No, he was challenged to a duel, and normally a duel is with guns.
But the person who's challenged gets to pick the weapon.
Yeah. So
the state auditor for Illinois, and this is when the banks all went belly up and could no longer accept their own currency, which is why the whole thing, why he wanted later to sign the National Banking Act. But all the banks had gone upside down. Only gold and silver worked. Nobody had gold and silver. So the state was pretty fucked. And the state auditor was a guy named James Shields, and he was largely responsible for it, right? This is a really fucking funny story. So this pissed Lincoln off, and he was friends with a newspaper publisher. So he got permission to write a letter in a newspaper under the fake name Rebecca. And he talked a bunch of shit about Shields' fiscal policies.
Oh, yeah,
and
he ghost wrote all the time for different papers.
And his romantic life and the fact that this guy chased after women. So he writes this scandalous letter. He shows it to Mary Todd, who he wasn't married to yet. They were engaged, who got such a kick out of it that she wrote a fake letter under the name Kathleen and also talked a bunch of shit about this guy. So the guy pushed the editor, Shields, to find out who wrote these letters, because they were obviously pseudonym.
Yeah.
And the editor was like, it was actually Abraham Lincoln. So Shields gets pissed and challenges him for a duel in Missouri, because it was the only state where a duel was still legal. Right. Yeah. And traditionally at that time, duels were fought with pistols, but it was up to the person challenged to decide on the weapon. And Lincoln,
you have to accept.
No, he didn't have to, but because he didn't want to look like a pussy,
right?
He accepted.
I was just thinking,
duel.
Like back in the day, but some guy like had it out for you, and you're like, leave me alone. And he's
accept.
Like, I challenge you.
No, you didn't have to accept, but you
didn't
lose
have
face.
To. Yeah, so, you lose face for sure.
Yeah,
but he also realized that Shields was 5'9" and he was 6'4".
Right.
So he picked the largest weapon available in the code of ethics for dueling, and it was this like
sword.
Oversized cavalry saber.
Yeah.
Right.
That the other guy could barely
like a 3 foot long. Yeah, sword.
Because he didn't want to get shot.
Plus, he's. I think he's 6'5".
I think you're right.
6'4" or 6'5". Right. Yeah. And then so his reach was arguably longer.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also told them that he wanted to place a board in the center of them, and they could not cross the board.
Well, no, that was the rules. Like there was you would have to place a board in the center that you couldn't cross, and you had to like go up to the board in order to swing it.
Yeah,
center.
So
those
like,
were
he's
the
got,
rules
he's
inherent.
Got, he's got John. Weird. Yeah, he's got John Jones arm length, like 10 inches longer than the other
that's,
dudes,
that's
and he picks a sword.
Actually, where the term fencing was originated, because you sword fought
over a
board.
A fence.
Mm-hmm. Over a fence.
So apparently, what happened was before.
Hello, I'm recording a podcast right now.
So right before the duel, while they're stretching and doing whatever, Lincoln walks up to the board and there's a tree hanging there, and he swings up and chops all these branches down from the tree, like staring the guy in the face to let him know you can't reach those branches, bitch. And so the guy
he's cutting
down all these tall branches that no one else could reach. And then apparently like all of Shields, you know, colleagues were like, dude, you need to fucking back down. Like you're about to get your fucking head.
So basically they came to an agreement.
And then they came to an agreement and didn't, but then Shields later died on Lincoln's side of the Civil War.
Yeah.
He was actually partly responsible for the only defeat against Stonewall Jackson. And after he died, Lincoln posthumously promoted him to major general to appreciate the service that he did, and maybe to make up for the fact that
he still whispered. He whispered in his ear, though. I had you, bitch. I would have got you.
What was impressive was that Lincoln
he buried him with the saber.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch.
Lincoln was so. I mean, it's one of those things. Like, if you want the job done right, you have to do it yourself. So Lincoln had, a general that was in charge of the armies who wouldn't move. And do what Lincoln wanted him to do. So Lincoln took admiral of a ship and actually went out and fought a war, to start.
A battle.
Yeah, a battle. He read a bunch of books. He would order books and read a bunch of books.
From Amazon. He was a big Amazon.
Big Amazon guy. Ordered them up. Textbooks.com. He ordered a bunch of those.
A lot of Civil War stuff.
And so he knew. Yeah. Yeah. He knew. He knew where they were going to be at, because he knew all the Civil War stuff.
Well,
because
of Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So, he found out about Amazon.
Yeah. So, but he read a bunch of books that actually gave him the knowledge of somebody who graduated from West Point.
I'm going to Photoshop a bunch of old black and white like Civil Civil War pictures and put like little telephone, Bill and Ted's telephone booth in the back. And we'll start a whole conspiracy.
Just like there was a, why is there a phone booth in 1860? No, like, that doesn't make any sense at all.
There's bubblegum holding the antenna together. Yeah. What's going on? Genghis Khan?
So no, so it was impressive about how involved he was, because he would actually go, and they actually call him brave but stupid, because he would go to the war front and stand up on a mound and get shot at, and they had to actually pull him down and be like, look, get out of the way, you idiot. You know, you're going to get shot. Like, he's you're the president, you know. But the funny thing is, he was the president of the North. There was a president of the South. Yeah.
Although, like, if he was a true dictator, everybody at those battle sites were probably Abe Lincoln doubles.
Probably.
Dictators.
Yeah, they all had top hats. Yeah.
Like, maybe he didn't get shot at the theater. Maybe his double got shot and he was the founder of Tupac. I think he was the founder of Tupac Island.
Ooh, so it's Lincoln Island, really. But there is some crazy conspiracy theories out there that John Wilkes Booth is actually his son who hated him.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just saw that. Like, I saw it late, and so I really didn't get into it. But there's some conspiracy theories on that. And then there's also some conspiracy theories based on other people who were around Lincoln who really weren't those people. They were somebody else. Like, there's crazy stuff. Like, how true it is, nobody knows.
Right. And I because it's something I had always heard. I didn't know if it was a fucking urban legend or something legit. But again, I mentioned it at the top of the show, listener Gabe Lannis mentioned the fact that Lincoln held seances at the White House. Whoa. And I wanted to look into that because I really didn't know if it was true or not. And when I looked into it, apparently his wife brought mediums and it wasn't like some officially sanctioned White House seance, but his wife brought people in.
Mary Todd.
And apparently, Mary Todd. And apparently their son, Willie, at 11, died of typhoid, and mm-hmm. it completely devastated him. And they had already lost another son earlier.
Yeah.
And
Lincoln had a lot of people that he lost, which kind of, they say, added to his depression.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But so Mary started to have spiritualists visit the White House. And this was a huge thing in the 1800s, like the mid, late 1800s, spiritualist seances. There was a huge thing about that leading to the turn of the century. But at one point I read in a historical account, her half sister, Emily Helm, was visited by Mary late one night, and she told her half sister that she always saw Willie, the dead son, at the foot of her bed every night smiling.
That's creepy.
And in the diary, Emily wrote, "It is unnatural and abnormal. It frightens me."
It turned out to be Alien Gray with a Willie mask
right,
on.
That's right.
It was Dave's
Did
cat.
You know that Mary Todd, her nickname was Hellcat? And they actually, that's what that whiskey Hellcat Mary is named after, Mary Todd. That's the truth. I didn't make
that. No, it was actually Ed Gein with Willie's face on. He's just at the bottom of the bed, just like.
So, and she had brought a woman named Margaret Laurie and Belle Miller, who were called the Witches of Georgetown, who lived in D.C., and she would have them come to the White House because she was desperately trying to make connections with her son. But she started, and this is where it got interesting to me, she started having some guy named Charles Colchester come to the White House to talk her through things and give her seances and readings and so forth. He claimed he could read sealed letters.
But they had to do it. They did it naked, though, right. For the record.
He could hear dead people. He could make things move. He could summon the voices of the dead into the air around him. He was a medium and all this different stuff. He was arrested after all this in 1865 for jugglery.
What is that?
It's fucking awesome.
He sucked at juggling?
Jugglery was being arrested for sleight of hand that made you money.
Jugglery. That's jugglery. Awesome.
You've been arrested for jugglery, good sir. Pickpocket type thing. Or just, fucking three card Monty, or basically being a medium. Like,
if you're a magician, like, you're getting arrested for jugglery?
Like, if I made a crystal appear in front of you and it was a sleight of hand and I'm getting paid for it, but he got arrested for it. But anyway, he was really convincing, and from all the accounts, this came from the Smithsonian, some Smithsonian archives. Lincoln was concerned about Colchester because he was too smooth of an operator. So he had a if I can find his name, a guy named Joseph Henry, who was the head scientist and the secretary of the Smithsonian Institution, which is what runs all the museums. It's like the head of the National Archives, et cetera, investigate the guy. And he had him like sit through some readings and watch the guy and try to figure out what he was doing to see if he could bust Colchester. And at the end, the guy was like, I can't find a hoax, nor can I provide explanation of how this guy is doing any of the stuff he's doing.
Wow.
Because he was just that fucking good at
right.
it. But meanwhile, in the background, and later, by the way, again, not only did he get arrested for sleight of hand, that same guy, the Smithsonian guy, was randomly on a train and talking to some guy who was an electronic engineer. And he was talking about the weirdest thing he ever made was this device that he built for a guy that he would wear on his upper arm. And if he squeezed his arm together, it would produce noises into the air that sounded like crying or like distant mumbling or something. And he said, yeah, the guy's name was Charles Colchester. So the Smithsonian guy who gave him a pass, like a couple of years later on a train, just talked to a guy who was like, oh, I built this device that made this guy make it. So it's like all the fraud shit was coming out later, you know,
I get it now.
But anyway, he stayed at the same hotel with Booth, like right before the assassination. And Booth believed in spiritualists. He had already seen spiritualists. He went to seances, et cetera. So Booth was confiding in him all this stuff about wanting to kill the president, apparently, and all this shit. And since he had access to the White House, he was even telling Lincoln, like giving him warnings of his impending doom. And since Lincoln didn't trust him because he thought he was a charlatan and a huckster, he like didn't listen. The guy didn't want to say this particular person's name and all this shit. But apparently some guy who knew Booth and knew that he hated the president was telling Lincoln, that's like, awesome. By the way, somebody's going to fucking kill you. But
he's like, yeah, join the 800 club.
Exactly.
Fucker.
Whatever, you know.
You guys read all the Lincoln-Kennedy conspiracy coincidence thing?
Yeah, some of those are cool, but some of them are like, okay,
they're a little far-fetched.
You know, his cousin had black hair and there's so a bunch did of his
crazy.
Other
some
cousin.
Some of them are crazy, though. Like,
no, some of them are crazy.
Thing, yeah.
Some of them are crazy, but the I watched a video on it hoping to see a bunch of them I didn't really know, and like it started to get pretty fucking ridiculous. It was like,
There's some that are like really like, oh, that's kind of crazy, and there's some that are like, eh, whatever, you know.
There's enough
the years are crazy.
It pushes the boundary of coincidence.
I'll do this a couple simple ones. Lincoln was elected to Congress in 1846. Kennedy was elected to Congress in 1946. I mean, the thing is with their ages and the 100-year gap, a lot of those things might
4-year elections,
on those ages.
4-year elections.
Yeah, and then the thing of 4-year elections landing.
Somebody would have landed on that. Yeah.
Lincoln was elected president in 1860, Kennedy 1960. The wife lost a child Lincoln lost a child while living in the White House. Kennedy lost a child while living in the White House. What was the other one? The Lincoln car thing was kind of weird.
Lincoln drove
shot,
a Ford.
It's Lincoln.
Lincoln
shot
was
in
shot
Ford
in Ford Theater.
Kennedy shot in a Lincoln made by Ford. Shot on a Friday.
They were both shot in the head.
Yeah, Kennedy's successor was Lyndon Johnson, born in 1908. Lincoln's successor was Andrew Johnson, born in 1808. I think you're right with the 4-year election things. Like,
a lot
you're
going
to land on those years, and then that they happen to be 100 years apart. I don't know. There's a bunch of those that are kind of weird, though. Coincidences are...
But what's the coincidence, though? Like, okay, all that stuff lines up.
They're both assassinated presidents
by the government.
Well, but I don't know. I've seen that, and I've seen some websites where people were trying to pick two random presidents and make enough connections.
Yeah.
And they failed to come up with as many
stuff like
connections.
That,
yeah.
I mean, I don't.
Yeah. But at some point over, you know, the hundreds of years, you're going to have,
right.
Yeah, somebody's going to land on it. It's going to happen.
I mean,
happen,
at some
you know?
Point, you know, Batman and Superman are both going to have moms named Martha.
Yeah. I guess.
Nerd.
So, I mean, really, I mean, you know, you can go back and forth on whether Abraham Lincoln was a good guy or a bad guy. And nobody really, I mean, honestly, nobody really knows, like nobody really knew what he was thinking.
Right.
There's a lot of evidence against him. He did a lot of douchebaggery.
You know, who's fucking legit though?
Who?
Like undisputably legit? Fucking robot Abe Lincoln.
I don't know who that is.
at the fucking Hall of Presidents at Disneyland.
Nope.
Robot Abe Lincoln.
He's a badass.
Fucking Robot Abe Lincoln's a badass. He gives a fucking dope ass speech about the union and how important it is. Robot Abe Lincoln.
There we go about the union.
Robot Abe Lincoln never fucking committed genocide on Indians. Robot Abe Lincoln never fucking started.
Didn't kill our own Americans.
Robot Abe Lincoln.
What position do you think he'll hold when AI takes over? Like, is Robot Abe Lincoln become self-aware?
He just takes over the world.
Yeah. Robot Abe Lincoln takes over the world, I'm not that worried about it. He's very inspirational.
He'll just be pissed because Indians.
There we go. The persuasiveness and the mastermind is right there. He's already there. God, he's already got
Dave. The Terminator's already won. Robot Abe Lincoln already won me over.
Like, I get...
He'll still be able to have his Indian labor camps for the Lincoln Labs, though. Like, the child labor, he'll still be able to do it, but it's just dots, not feathers.
Well, he won't need to because he'll have freaking Android logistic, you know, making the Lincoln arms. Logs.
Yeah.
It's not the same. AI. They're handmade. That was his selling point. That was his motto, actually. He was prided in the fact that they were handmade by Native Americans.
So, yeah, Abe Lincoln might have been evil, but Robot Abe Lincoln is legit.
He's not, yeah. So, and this just makes me want to go back and start. There's so much to research, but history is, you have to have history. Like, I love history, and you have to have it. And, I mean, you know, this war was called a civil war. It really wasn't a civil war, because a civil war is two different sides fighting over one government to take control. That's not what was going on in the Civil War. The South just wanted to not be a part of the Union. So it technically wasn't a civil war.
I recently read that there's a vote that's supposed to be going to the floor in Texas about Texas seceding.
They've been trying to do that forever.
Yeah.
That's going to be weird, though. Like, what, like, Texas, like, seceding, like, man, like, you lose the protection of the U.S. government.
Right.
You know, like that could potentially be Vladimir Putin moving into Texas.
And that's going to, I mean, Trump's going to have to build a much larger wall.
Yeah.
When Texas secedes, because we don't want those dirty fucking Texans coming in and taking our jobs.
Or a smaller wall. He'll just stop at Texas and start back up on the other
side. That helps. Actually, that'll be very good news for Tyrone, because that helps his wall become smaller. He doesn't have to go all the way around. He just hit the states.
So. We need to have him on the show again, because I thought he meant he wanted to build an individual wall around every single white person.
No, that'd be too much. No, he's just going to block it.
It's cost effective of all the white people have to pay for their own wall.
Yeah, no, the plan is the white people get moved to location, probably Florida. So all the white people be in Florida, and you just wall them in there.
Oh.
And then all the black people get the choice of whatever house they want.
By the way, we laugh about that, but one thing that Abe Lincoln did advocate was the fact that after the slaves were freed, he was a big advocate of sending every single black person in America to Liberia and getting them out of the United States. And again,
I heard they gave them the option to go back.
A lot of them had the option, but he discussed the fact he wasn't trying to do it. He wasn't trying to pass legislation, but he said that he thought that was the best idea for the nation. And the reason that he said it was the best idea is because there was so much animosity of whites towards blacks that he thought there was never going to be a way to merge blacks and whites into one society and make it happen smoothly. And he thought the best thing for...
Well, and he always wanted to keep supremacy, too, for the whites. So, that would be rough.
But the specific things that I read on a couple of articles were that he wanted to do it, but he wanted to do it because he knew that white people wouldn't want black people to integrate into society, he wanted the black people to.
Yeah, and they honestly didn't, one of the crazy things is that from what I read, 90% of the slaves went back to Africa. There was like 200,000 slaves, and like 90% of them were happy to go back
nowhere
home.
Nowhere near that many went to Liberia.
Somebody
maybe not. Maybe they went to Nigeria.
Have you guys watched The Vice Guide to Liberia?
No.
Oh
no.
My God, that's horrifying. There's a guy named Butt Naked used to
we
eat
talked
children
about Abe Lincoln
before he went to battle, and he went to battle naked after eating a child.
That's what I would
butt
do.
Naked.
General Butt Naked would go into battle naked after eating a kid.
Well, if you name your kid General Butt Naked,
he has like a 3-foot swinging dong too.
He's a political figure now and Christian,
slapping people.
One
of the other things I learned in this whole thing, I always thought the U.S. was founded on Christianity, because you have the In God We Trust, you know, and it's always, you know, this nation is founded on God. That's not true.
No, it's not true.
No, in the founding fathers actually stated that this country is not founded mm-hmm. on Christianity.
Right.
Jihadism.
Yeah.
Because they had a time machine.
They did.
So, yeah.
So, yeah. So interesting. When you start looking back at this, you know, at just certain parts of history, you find out some crazy things, yeah. you know? So everybody who's ever told you this country is founded on Christianity is wrong.
Yep.
So they just read a meme somewhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Insane.
We want to thank our
Yucatecos founded in Mexico.
I want to thank Brad for stepping up to the plate, to be honest.
I didn't do anything. I didn't know names.
You're passionate about Lincoln. I didn't bring it all, and I just stretched and made sad faces the whole podcast. You guys can't see that, but I was in just rolling around.
I like how Brent always points out if I bring information or not.
You brought it today. I'm giving you a compliment today. Like, I was really impressed with you today, actually.
I take that as a non-compliment.
Take it. You can take that shot. You're usually a fucking retard. You can take it that way if you want. I was saying nice things about you. You fucking killed it.
Yep. You just always bring it to the forefront.
Well, you are in charge of editing. You could cut this shit out if you want. Yep. But
I'm going to add sounds in for you.
Mm-hmm. Lots of fart
sounds.
Like,
you know what, you guys?
Just every time Brent talks, you're just going to hear... Yeah.
That would be fine today. I'll accept my punishment.
So the South.
I didn't bring it. I just every time I made a stupid Lincoln Log joke and sad face.
Well, I have to say you tried.
Yeah. I didn't try that much, honestly. I'm in fucking pain. I'm pulling my fucking get out of jail free card on this episode because I just don't feel good.
Well, I'll leave it up to you to plug the sponsors.
All right. We need to thank El Yucateco Hot Sauce.
Always.
I think it is www.elyucateco.com. Mm-hmm. It says it somewhere on Brad's shirt, probably on the back.
No.
But thank you for making delicious sauces. I don't have any funny stories to walk out with other than me rolling on bottles to try to fix myself. Thank you to... Dark Side Graphics for making our t-shirts and koozies. Punky Brewster.
That nobody can get?
Yeah, no, you can get them. A couple people have called us now at the computer shop. So if you want a shirt, I can make it happen. It's just not the normal way. It's kind of old school. You got to call me and I will mail it to you. The website hopefully is up soon. Thank you to Digital Creations for coffee mugs and keychains and all the cool stuff you make us. And Salt 7. Which maybe I don't think it's not going to fix bone. Floating at Salt 7 helps my muscles, but I don't think it's going to fix my pinched nerve though.
I think it might.
Yeah. Because you want to relax your muscles and Epsom salt's going to get in there
overall.
And,
yeah.
And it's also going to be that like zero gravity factor of like
true,
nothing
man.
Is pulling down on you.
Yeah. I need to do it.
Yeah.
What you should do is lay face down in it and that'll help your pectorals. Yeah. And then, after that, you'll probably feel no pain.
Yeah, inside of like 5 minutes, max, you're not going to feel any pain.
It's going to be the best.
Trust me, I cannot hold my breath 5 minutes, let alone seven. That's some
exactly
Dave Blaine shit. Yeah, I know. I see what you're getting at there. I forgot where I'm at, though.
Then we can replace you with Robot Abe Lincoln.
That's right.
Because he's inspirational.
He's very inspirational.
Robot Abe Lincoln.
So,
I can't believe I'm the only one here who saw Robot Abe Lincoln. Is he not there anymore?
Where is it at? At Disneyland?
How long ago was this? Because
the
they've
Hall
remodeled.
Of
they've remodeled.
Like right there, like when you
Where's
walk in.
Where is the Hall of Presidents?
It's in the fucking lame part when you first walk in, like the city, like the little city square with the fucking ice cream shops and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like one of the buildings is like the Hall of Presidents.
Really?
And you walk in and there's like
maybe
all these animatronics.
I just
you
go
sit in.
Maybe
sit, it's
never
a theater.
Explored.
It's a theater. You sit down in a like an old school theater and the curtains come up and like all of the important presidents are standing in front of you and they're animatronic presidents and they all talk.
I was
and
going
then
to the
Lincoln
magic shop.
Ends the speech.
I was end up in the magic shop. I have never
seen that. I've been to Disneyland 100 times.
I mean, I probably went
maybe
there.
I've just never explored Disneyland. They've changed it now, but that's
I know
they've
changed
there.
It. I mean, I went there probably in like 2000.
Oh, fuck.
It's probably the last time I was
there. That's like 20 years ago.
Dude. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. If you went there now, you know, they have a whole area outside of Disneyland that you can go and shop and eat and stuff.
L.A.?
No, it's in Disney. Like it's downtown Disney. And they have another theme park there too called California Adventures.
Then again, they did have Captain EO or whatever for a billion years, right?
Right.
Like until Michael Jackson died, then they.
I just thought because trust me, when I went there, it was an antiquated legacy back to Disney. Like he built these. He doesn't even call them animatronics. There's a fucking term for them that's creepy and weird. But like they're there and it was like they're still there because Disney built these robots.
They might be. I don't remember seeing them. Maybe
it's called something different, but it's an actual theater, like a feeling like a sit down movie theater kind of a theater. Yeah, and there's robotic presidents.
It's there.
Is it there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm looking at it. Oh, they're creepy.
Yeah, they are a little creepy.
Let me see.
They're like mannequin, like actual, like.
That doesn't look familiar at all. Nope.
No, I've never seen
it. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
That's
never
weird.
Seen it either. That is very weird.
I was picturing Washington. More like a Showbiz Pizza Chuck E. Cheese status. That's like, looks real.
Yeah.
Like wax museums.
Yeah, it's like wax museum. Yeah.
It's actually, they suffer from a thing that they call the uncanny valley, which is when you make a robot that looks kind of lifelike, it's creepier to a human being mm-hmm. than if it looked nothing lifelike at all.
Right.
You're going to be less creeped out by a Chuck E. Cheese animatronic rat than you are by a Lincoln who looks 90% like a person, because right. that 10% valley like freaks out your brain and makes you not trust it.
Why Wally's cute because he's just a box with,
exactly.
with binoculars.
But if
head.
He looked kind of mostly like a human, you'd be just kind of, because the smile would look like a grimace and it's just kind of fucking weird. So they all fall into what they call.
Well, Lincoln must
valley.
Be good because under Wikipedia, they have like the history of it, and there's like three sections, and great moments with Mr. Lincoln is mentioned
legit.
In there. So,
yeah, Robot Lincoln,
yeah, maybe
no joke.
I wonder if he'd win presidency now. If we could
I wonder if we could run him for president.
That'd be you can. You could fill in the little bubble and put in your own name,
Robot
Abe Lincoln. I was gonna go
if
in.
Nothing else, we'll just put signs in.
No, so my plan for this ballot that's coming out, I was kind of disappointed. I got my preliminary ballot.
Mm-hmm. Preliminary.
Preliminary.
It has to do with your lungs. Yeah.
Preliminary. The preliminary ballot.
There you go.
And I can't vote for a president. Like it's not on there because I have no party preference.
Oh, no. That's because what I thought the same thing is because it's for the June primary, not for the actual election.
Yeah. But Sherry's has it on there. She can vote because she's registered as Republican.
Right. Yeah.
So it's weird. So
because if you're independent, there isn't a primary.
Yeah. So my goal is for the real election. I'm filling in all the blank bubbles with Dan Camarillo's name.
There we go. Nice.
So I'll take a picture of it.
Nice.
Did you guys see anything about Clint Eastwood said he's moving to Bakersfield and running for mayor? I read a thing on it, but I can't tell
if
it's real.
We don't want that.
He's, I think,
anti-gun.
It's fake. Because I also read that Jim Carrey was moving to Bakersfield, and I'm starting
that's not
to think
happen.
There's okay. a meme of people saying they want to move to Bakersfield.
Well, we do have 20 people running for mayor or something crazy.
We do. Yeah. Like, they're weird.
Yeah.
I can't even keep up with how many people are running for mayor. Like, yeah, there's like, I can't remember all the names.
Name of this song.
There's some funny names.
There are.
Anyway, so Camarillo Jiu-Jitsu, if you're in town, stop by and get choked by Brent or myself.
Keep rolling still, though, because my back hurts.
Yeah.
Gotta let it happen.
Rolling with him is like trying to put out a fire on your clothes.
Just
like you just roll back and forth. Anyway, thanks to him for having us there and beating us up. Anybody else who needs a thing?
Come on.
That's it.
Let's go.
All right. Don't be retarded.
Welcome to the United Snakes. Land of the thief, home of the slave. Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the shit for real. Come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars. Stoning for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud. Written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting foul. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured a workforce and never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation holding open auditions for the part of David. Can you feel it? Nothing can save you. You question the rain. You get rushed in and chained up. Fish raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure a single goddamn way to change. Welcome to the United States. Land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States. Land of the thief, home of the slave. The Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. All must bow to the fat and lazy. The fuck you obey me and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need chains to be slaves. Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way. Cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with the poisonous hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul, you only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that fucker if he walk near the throne. Remind him that this is my home. Now I'm gone. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred, power is gone. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred. Hold on, give me one right here, hold on. You don't give money to the bums on the corner with a sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your taxes? Shit, the government's the addict. With $1 billion a week, kill brown people habit. And even if you ain't on the front line, when Master yell crunch time, you right back at it. Man, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary pay for that madness. Man, that's sadness. What's left? Get a big ass plasma to see where they made Dan Rather point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is gone. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave. The grand imperial guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is gone.
But we're all.